More money is being put into the retirement system for public employees in the third largest city in Massachusetts, but it will barely make a dent in what is the worst unfunded municipal pension liability in the state. The city of Springfield is putting an additional $2 million this year into its retirement system under an agreement between the administration of Mayor Dominic Sarno and the city council to increase already required contributions to the pension plan in an effort to reduce the large unfunded shortfall. Sarno has said his administration takes the unfunded pension liability problem very seriously, while at the same time striking a proper balance when it comes to deciding how much to put into the retirement system each year.
We're being as aggressive as we can. The bond rating agencies appreciate that, but people have to realize, and the council has to realize too, the more aggressive you are with the pension payoff, that means you have to take it away from the bottom line in the budget.
Springfield City Council President Orlando Ramos said the unfunded pension liability was a priority the council raised during budget hearings earlier this year.
It was a back and forth negotiation with the administration, and that's the way that government should work. You know, we should be able to bring up the issues that are important to us that we hear from our constituents.
The $2 million the city council is scheduled to vote tonight to add to the pension fund is in addition to a roughly $40 million contribution the city previously committed to. That will still leave the retirement plan just 27% funded, according to Springfield's chief finance official, T.J. Plant.
This doesn't move the needle excessively, but it should send the right signals to Wall Street and to everyone else that we're taking it very serious.
At the start of the decade, the city's pension account was nearly 55% funded. Then a large number of employees took offers of early retirement. The pension reserves were further eroded when the Great Recession hit 10 years ago and investment returns dropped sharply. In 2016, Springfield struck an agreement with the Massachusetts Public Employee Retirement Administration on an annual payment plan that is to fully fund the pension system by 2040. The mayor and city council agreed this year to annually use part of any surplus cash left from prior fiscal years to overpay the required contributions into the retirement system.
So the intent is we'll stay with our pension schedule, which is a very aggressive pension schedule as it is, and then add in extra money to the extent that we can every time we certify free cash.
Despite having the highest unfunded pension liability of any municipality in the state, Plant said Springfield is not at risk of failing to keep its obligations to its retired workers.
But the system is solvent enough for any retiree. They are going to get their retirement benefits and health insurance as agreed upon when they accepted their job and ultimately retired from the job.
The city pays its share of health insurance premiums for its retirees on a pay-as-you-go basis, but is looking to build up a reserve fund to cover some of those annual costs. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.